The damage from a fire that broke out at the Disneyland Resort in California last night is unclear, but tourists, including 20-year-old Brenda Catino, seem to take the fire in stride.
I don't think a lot of people can say that their first visit ended like this, so it's definitely a lot of memories to share.
The fire broke out during a show in the Tom Sawyer Island section of the park. Authorities say no injuries were reported. And from Washington, you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A Kansas City man has been sentenced to almost 22 years in federal prison for attempted murder of a teen because of his sexual orientation. The Kansas City Star reports that 25-year-old Malachi Robinson pleaded guilty to a hate crime in June. His victim was shot 8 times in a wooded area near Kansas City's Swope Park. FBI data released last month shows that Missouri reported its highest ever number of hate crimes in 2021. That's the most recent data available. The Wichita Police Department has been targeted with a fake TikTok page. KWCH reports that the police department put out an alert yesterday saying they are investigating who is behind the account and that they've reported it to TikTok authorities. In separate news, the Wichita Police Department is warning the public about a kidnapping scam where people are called by someone claiming to have kidnapped a loved one. The police department reminds the public not to provide sensitive information or pay anything over the phone. And in sports, in Los Angeles, the Kansas City Royals scored 5 runs in the 9th inning to come from behind and defeat the Angels 11-8 last night. That's after losing Friday 2-0. They play the Angels at 3:07 this afternoon in Los Angeles. Their next home game is May 2nd against the Baltimore Orioles. We'll have a look at the area forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Melville Charitable Trust, committed to ensuring all people have a safe, stable, and affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at MelvilleTrust.org.
Mostly sunny skies today with highs getting up to the upper 50s. Light winds from the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly to mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy and warmer for tomorrow with highs getting up to the mid-60s. It's 41 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting their annual Dole Lecture, Tuesday evening, April 25th at 7, featuring Senators Trent Lott and Tom Daschle, who are both longtime colleagues of Senator Bob Dole. More at doleinstitute.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, are there enough batteries to fuel a hoped-for increase in electric cars? We'll hear from Alan Swan. He's the president of Panasonic Energy of North America. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning. Hope you'll join me later today for KPR Presents as we celebrate National Poetry Month. We'll hear from Danny Kane, author of Picture Window, Cheryl Unruh, author of Gravedigger's Daughter, and Megan Kaminsky, author of Quietly Between. Lots of poetry on this week's KPR Presents. 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2. 6 o'clock this evening on KPR 1. Mostly sunny skies today with highs getting up to the upper 50s, light winds from the northwest. Mostly cloudy and warmer for tomorrow with highs in the mid-60s.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting Cabaret, the Candor and Ebb musical, now with more tickets available. Playing April 20th through the 30th in Murphy Hall Stage 2. Seating is limited. Tickets at KUTheater.com.
It's 41 degrees in Atchison, 42 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
In Florida, how the NBA's strict dress code has dissipated over time. That's on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock on all KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. KPR's Campaign for Excellence, our spring membership drive, finished up strong Friday evening with almost $311,000 pledged by you, our listeners, in support of Kansas Public Radio. A big thank you to everyone who made a pledge during the drive and to our sustaining members who continue to sustain us year-round. Your support makes KPR possible. If you just didn't get around to it, you can still donate online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly sunny today, highs in the upper 50s. It's 46 in Topeka, 45 in Lawrence.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Roar and Pour Wine Fest, an evening of wine tasting, food, and entertainment to support the work of the Topeka Zoo, April 29th. Tickets available at topekazoo.org/roarandpour.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Proven Winners Color Choice, offering flowering shrubs and evergreens developed for gardens and landscapes nationwide. More at provenwinnerscolorchoice.com/NPR. From Hint, maker of fruit-infused water with no sugar or diet sweeteners. Hint's 25 flavors include blackberry, coconut, and blueberry lemon. In stores or at hintwater.com. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play KPR. Coming up next year on Kansas Public Radio, it's To the Best of Our Knowledge. Today on The Best of Our Knowledge, the cool world of science. That's just ahead here on KPR. Mostly sunny skies today with highs getting up to the upper 50s, light winds from the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with highs in the mid 60s. Winds tomorrow up to 25 miles per hour. It's 44 in Lawrence.
I'm Ann Strangechamps, and this is To the Best of Our Knowledge. It seems like science is always under attack. Hard boil an egg. I'm Ann Strangechamps, and this is To the Best of Our Knowledge. From Wisconsin Public Radio, PRX.
The real question will be, can he get the show off of it in one piece? Coming up, we'll find out. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. KPERnewsroom.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPER comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned natural mattress and furniture store in Lawrence, with heirloom quality furniture by Acornis, Copeland, Cisco Brothers, and Younger. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. KPR listeners are engaged in their communities, and they frequent businesses that support Kansas, that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
And Strange Champs, and this is To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio. PRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com. Mostly sunny skies this afternoon with highs getting up to the upper 50s. Light winds from the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows tonight in the mid-30s, mostly cloudy and warmer tomorrow with highs in the mid-60s. It's 49 degrees in Emporia, 48 in Topeka. This is KPR.
PRX.
Don't just come back often, just don't go away. We've got another hour of To the Best of Our Knowledge coming up here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play KPR. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. The time is 11 o'clock.
It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from PRX.
PRX. From the University of Kansas, we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me later today for KPR Presents. We're celebrating National Poetry Month. Join me for a conversation with Cheryl Unruh of Emporia. Her latest book is Gravedigger's Daughter, Vignettes from a Small Kansas Town. And Megan Kaminsky, University of Kansas professor here in Lawrence, author of Quietly Between. It's National Poetry Month on KPR Presents, 6 o'clock this evening on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly sunny skies today with highs getting up to the upper 50s, light winds from the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow and warmer temperatures with highs in the mid-60s. It's 53 in Topeka.
From the windy shores of Lake Michigan, PRX.
From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from Peasley Tech, serving the needs of Douglas County businesses and residents by offering over 20 programs for job readiness training in trades, transportation, healthcare, and applied technologies. Information at peasleytech.org. It's funny the things that go through your head during a disaster. And only later, when you have a little distance, maybe you can learn something from it. Today on This American Life at 5 o'clock on KPR. Mostly sunny skies this afternoon, highs in the upper 50s, light winds from the northwest. It's 53 degrees in Topeka, 52 in Lawrence. This is KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANB and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play KPR. KPR's spring membership drive, our campaign for excellence, finished up Friday evening with almost $311,000 pledged by you, our listeners. Here's a big thank you to every single one of our listener members for all you do to support KPR. If you meant to make a pledge but didn't quite get around to it, you can still do so at kansaspublicradio.org.